freedom to roam while staying safe in your home away from home. An RV from Johnny Walker RV. Your safety is their number one priority. Enjoy peace of mind while shopping at any of their three giant locations on Boulder Highway. Travel RV style. No planes, no ships, or overpriced trips. Enjoy the great outdoors for as low as $119 per month. Johnny Walker RV. 57 years of service. Staying Vegas strong with you. Visit today or start online at jwrv.com. Keep America camping.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
You signed that warrant application in October and January, is that correct?
That's right.
Republicans have zeroed in on the origins of the Russia probe following Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz's report finding that while the investigation had valid underpinning, there were significant inaccuracies and omissions. The World Health Organization says it's airlifting medical supplies to Lebanon, and Russia's contributing too.
The WHO says it expects to cover up to 1,000 trauma and up to 1,000 surgical interventions following the explosion in Beirut. Supplies airlifted from a humanitarian hub in Dubai will be used to treat burns and wounds caused by broken glass and other debris from the massive blast. Separately, Russian emergency officials say the first Russian plane with medical workers and equipment for a makeshift hospital has left the country and is heading for Lebanon. Four more flights will follow in the next 24 hours with more rescuers and medical workers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator Deborah Birx says Arizona was the model for putting out a virus flare-up.
We've taken that model, sir, all the way across the South and up into Tennessee and Kentucky and Ohio and Indiana, and we'll be going to six states in the heartland next week.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 373 points, the NASDAQ rose 57, the S&P 500 advanced 21, oil up to $42.19 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Despite living in the volatile Middle East, Israelis feel good about national security. The latest from the Media Line's Lawrence Rifkin.
Findings from a late July survey of Israelis show that 59%, both Jews and Arabs, describe themselves as optimistic about national security, while only 38% feel this way about the country's democratic institutions. The polling by the highly respected Israel Democracy Institute came amid a spate of border incidents, but also amid nightly protests over.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battle Born Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
It's 4:04. This is a KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. A Las Vegas man has been arrested on ID theft and counterfeit charges, including the possession of nearly a dozen Nevada unemployment benefit cards, which were not his. Vincent Okoye
was arrested on Friday after he was found in possession of more than 100 credit and debit cards, which were not issued in his name. 11 of the cards were from the Nevada Unemployment Office. Officials say the Nevada U.S. Attorney's Office says unemployment insurance fraud is widespread in Nevada's benefits program and that the case against Okoye is probably just a tip of the iceberg. Station Casino officials say they do not know when or even if its four remaining closed properties will reopen. Of the company's 20 Nevada properties, the Palms, Texas Station, Fiesta Henderson, and Fiesta Rancho have yet to reopen. Company officials say they will assess the performance of its reopened properties and market conditions before reopening any of the last four. EDC fans will have to wait until May of next year to celebrate the Electric Daisy Carnival's 25th anniversary. EDC was originally scheduled to happen this past May, but then it was rescheduled for October. Now the festival will take place May 21st through the 23rd next year, a three-day dance party which draws upwards of 450,000 fans.
KCQ on-time traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Yeah, we're getting some slow flows right now as you try to work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl, 95 southbound at the 15 interchange. Also 215 eastbound at Valley Verde. You'll tap the brakes through there. And some heavy volumes there. 15 southbound at Sahara and North 15 at Desert Inn. Kevin Wall is next.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two. Kevin Wall with you on 670 KMZQ. The 32nd Nevada special session is winding down, and hopefully it'll be done by Friday. It's got to be done by Friday. What damage have they done already? What damage is there left to do? John Zarpolis joins us. He's the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. And this NPRI report is brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Also by our friends at Nevada Trucking Association, Paulinos, and all the great folks there. And by my friend Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation. John, they seem to be a little bit more time efficient this time around. The first special session took 12 days to do, which should have taken about 3 days to do. But now we've got this thing that's winding down and will be done by Friday. How much damage has been done?
Too much. Time efficient, yes. Hocus pocusy, pulling things out of nowhere, non-transparent. Unbelievable. Things are passing in the middle of the night. Things are coming up that aren't really spelled out on the agenda or have capacity that weren't on the agenda. I really don't like the lack of openness, the lack of having public hearings, the lack of... We don't know what's going on, and all of a sudden something's being voted on. There's really been no transparency at all compared to the previous session. So, yes, they came in here, knew what they wanted to do, and also knew all of it was unpopular. And so they've, had votes on late Saturday night, actually Sunday morning, for three constitutional amendments, which were not listed at all on an agenda. Things that they've passed in terms of criminal justice reform, you know, trying to deal with the police officer reform, that really ticked off the left. The progressives are livid with Nicole Cannizzaro. She's blocking things, let's face it. She works for the Clark County DA. She's a deputy DA herself. And she blocks reform in this area, and she's blocked it here. They're not getting anything they want on the left or anything we want on the right. So it's going to be very it's going to hurt them in the election what they're doing. Now, the only people coming out of this happy are labor, is our unions. We know who runs the state now. That's obvious by everything they've done. So do you want me to get into details? Happy to do that, Kevin. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. John, let me ask you, though. Everybody's been talking about AB4. Mm-hmm. And how this thing absolutely guts our electoral system.
Yep.
And I think opens us up to so much bad stuff. Can you tell us what's in AB4? A lot of people hear AB4 and they go apoplectic, but tell us exactly what's in there.
Yeah, well, most of us have heard that it's going to be mail-in balloting. So everyone is going to get mailed a ballot and can vote by mail. Okay, that sounds all good up front, but the problem is we don't allow cleaning of lists, so they mail out ballots to people that are no longer registered addresses, and then those ballots might pile up in the lobby of an apartment building, so to speak, places like that, and they're sitting there, and then someone could come along and just vote them. But actually, what's even worse is the ballot harvesting provision in here. For those of you that aren't familiar with ballot harvesting, I am. This is the process where someone else can take your ballot to the polls for you. So you don't feel like mailing it. You don't feel like going to the post office. You had an absentee ballot. You didn't want to turn it in. You just can give it to anybody you authorize, and that's just simply say, here, take this in for me. But what can happen is professional politicos can go around door to door and knock on doors and say, hi, I'm here to collect your ballot. They can go to nursing homes and help people in a nursing home vote and take in their ballot. They can gather ballots any which way they would like. And we all know that absolutely everybody's honest, but I know back in Illinois where they would then take anyone they knew was a Republican and throw that ballot in the garbage and only turn in the Democrat ones. Or, you know, in nursing homes, they would just check every box they thought was appropriate and then vote it for the person in the nursing home who wasn't really aware of what was going on. So this kind of shenanigans has been going on for decades in lots of places. This has been an honest state. We've opened it up for it to be very easy to cheat.
Now, I know you came from the Chicago area. And I'm curious, did they have ballot harvesting there? I mean, they got
no,
dead
we did
people
not have ballot
voting,
harvesting,
but they do
but
have
they
dead
did this
people
with
voting.
Absentee voting.
But they do have dead people. Do they have dead people voting?
In Chicago about absentee ballots would literally be given by the Board of Elections to the aldermen for that district in the city, and they would open them to make sure which way they were voted before they turned them in. So they were reviewed by the Democrats before they turned them in.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so that's garbage has been going on forever, and this is a similar thing. Ballot harvesting allows anybody to go touch a ballot, do whatever the heck they want with it in the process of getting it there as long as they get it there. Well, you know, maybe they get it there, maybe they don't. Maybe they add some more in. Maybe they pick some up in the lobby of a apartment building that have been sitting there for 3 or 4 days because nobody lives there, or those people don't live there any longer, and then they go check a few off. You're allowed to come close with the signature. You don't have to have an exact match. The law allows for the signature to be, I forget the exact words, but, you know, kind of close, but doesn't have to be perfect. So they can be faking and forging signatures all day long, and so some get thrown out, okay, and some won't.
Well, and it opens up the possibility that we're going to get 5, 10, 15,000 ballots disqualified.
Sure, that too.
Without any due process at all.
Correct. Correct.
Wow.
And then the other problem is going to be, how long is this going to take? I mean, the mail-in vote takes a lot longer to count. First of all, you've got a lot of time for something that was mailed on Election Day to get there, so you're holding the final results open for 2 or 3 days. And anytime you do that back in Chicago, when you're holding a poll open, it's like, oh, we're looking for a little pile of ballots we forgot to put in. Oh, there was a bag in the corner of the post office. It didn't get here in time. That kind of garbage has been going on for decades back there, and I'm afraid it might happen here too.
Yeah, it's like the old thing in Cook County, all these dead people that are voting, and you go, God, I wonder how that happened.
Yeah, I used to be the executive director of the only Republican Party. The year I was in, it was 2006, there were 48 precincts in Chicago with more than 100% turnout. How do more than 100% people vote? Yeah. Obviously something, you know, was radically wrong. That kind of junk will start happening here now.
Well, let me ask you, though, and I put this question to Chuck Muth and a few others. You tell me why we can't, on the right, develop a ballot harvesting program that isn't going to break the law, but it's going to do ballot harvesting. If they can do it, can we do it?
Absolutely we can do it, but we tend to be ethical, honest. We don't necessarily, most of our volunteers do this because they believe in America, believe in the country, believe in the state, believe in their candidate. They don't do it because their job's on the line, their raise is on the line. The Democrats are all on someone's payroll, and many of them on the government payroll. And so it behooves them to have Democrats reelected because those people will give them a raise, will raise taxes to give them raises. So there's just not the motivation to cheat on our side. And I'm not incentivizing cheating, I'm just saying that's the reality.
Well, and if ballot harvesting is a tool that we should be using, then maybe we need to invest $50 million nationwide. We got the money, obviously, and develop some sort of ballot harvesting operation of our own. Can that be done?
Well, that's possible. I mean, something that's radically skewed in Nevada, and it's not just about ballot harvesting. It's the amount of money that's been put into organization in this state for decades by the left. You look at, first of all, the unions and everything they've done. They've built a machine to get out the vote and to go ballot harvest with. They've got groups like Battleborn Progress and PLAN, really large progressive organizations have been built here. In this state, what do you've got? You've got kind of a weak Republican Party, and you've got Nevada Policy Research Institute. There's not a lot out there, and we're not in the business of politicians and campaigns. We're in the business of policy. So there's just not a lot of infrastructure, and we're battling all that Soros money that's come in for years, Soros influence on this. I'm sure there's Soros money behind driving this voting by mail. There's been a real move by the Soros organizations to get secretaries of state elected. In fact, here's one of the most important things we can do as conservatives. Start focusing on the county clerks and getting solid conservatives elected so that the elections are fair and honest.
I love that idea. More coming up with John Zarpolis, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. And by the way, this special Nevada Policy Research Institute report is brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. I'm Kevin Wall. Oh, and don't forget Nevada Trucking Association, Paul Enos, and all the great folks there. And my buddy Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation, that big, beautiful blue building in Mound House. I'm Kevin Wall. Stick around. More to do with John Zarpolis on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI for facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature. Protect
protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Most people think all short-term lenders are the same, and for the most part, they're right. But those people have not discovered how quick, easy, safe, and inexpensive it is to get a signature loan at the DLC.
Dollar Loan Center.
At Dollar Loan Center, you can get a signature loan up to $5,000 in just minutes, and you don't need a checking account or collateral. It's easy to qualify, and you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. That's different, way different. If you already have a loan at one of those payday companies, we can really help. Give us a call, and we'll show you how much you can save by borrowing from us and paying off your other loans. Spoiler alert, it's a lot of money, sometimes over half. We love to say yes, give credit line increases, and we report your positive history to your credit.
Licensed by the Better Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this special Nevada Policy Research Institute report brought to you in part by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop, also by Nevada Trucking Association, and by my buddy Rico Aller at Carson Insulation. John, let me ask you, we were promised that this 32nd legislative special session was going to fix what's wrong with Dieter. I'm waiting to see what this is about. What did they actually pass, or what did they actually do?
They extended the benefits. They claimed there was going to be some fixes to the website, but it didn't sound very convincing that they had figured that out. They're going to allow the higher benefit, the federal higher benefit, to continue to be paid. So
the $600?
Pardon me?
The $600?
Not the full $600. The whatever is going to get passed, which hasn't come through the federal.
Okay.
At this point, so there's talk of 200. There's also talk of a percentage, but I don't have the exact numbers on that. A percentage of what you make, 75% versus the lower rate. So you're going to be getting more than what you would be getting at this point, and more than we've normally paid for unemployment. So there's going to be a disincentive to go back to work. That's a problem. But did they really fix Dieter? No. They need to really get in there and do something about it. And will they? The history of state websites here, I mean, let's go back to the DMV's website that was built in India and nobody knew what they were saying and had it be started over. So
why do we keep making these same stupid software computer mistakes where people can't even call in to talk to a human?
I don't understand. I don't understand also why we don't have like a backup Dieter plan where people from some other department that wouldn't be I don't know what department it is, but there's got to be departments there that are fairly steady or could be put off when there's an emergency, and they could be moved into Dieter, and they're already trained, so they could man the phones and man the system. I mean, if you had a business, you would figure out, well, when sales shoot up, you'd figure out some way to deal with it, but not in government. They don't bother to think ahead. So it's frustrating. It's just so frustrating that institutions don't work, but no one's accountable.
Well, and that's the problem. So are they just about done? Have they accomplished? I think there were seven items that were on a list that the governor sent out. This is what I want to talk about. Have they accomplished most of what they wanted to do?
Yeah, it's about wrapped up. Not sure if they're going to get finished today or tomorrow, probably tomorrow. But theoretically, they could go to midnight Friday. Maybe they're going to throw some last-minute thing in here that they didn't tell anybody about because they keep doing that. And and then they meet in the middle of the night. I mean, what's with all of these? You know, the time for the hearings at midnight. It's just not fair to the voters, to the taxpayers. We're supposed to have been able to know what's going on, but every time they say they're going to start at 10 a.m., they don't show up till 4 or 5 in the afternoon. They're in secret session, off putting together their little plots against the taxpayer. And the parents, the ones who lost in all of this are parents, students, and taxpayers. That's who got the short end here. Who got the most? Government employees, government unionized employees. That's who benefited.
Well, and you look at the people that will suffer from this: the hospitals, the hospital associations, on and on and on. Let me just ask you about AB4 though, and the legal action that the president is taking. I know you're not an attorney, but I'm just curious. Is this something that we can get in front of a judge? I mean, we got 90 days till election day.
Sure.
Is this something that we can get a temporary injunction before the election?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, that's what they're trying to do. That's what the Republican Party is trying to do here and try and stop this. There's no reason not to stop it in that they're still setting up full voting booths, regular election polling places all over the state. In fact, more than we would normally have along with the mail. So there's no reason to stop the mail. You can get everybody to show up. If people can go out and protest, why can't we go vote? And if they're going to give us longer voting period and more places to go, we can spread out. We can do this in a safe way and get this done. And then there's no question of an invalid outcome. And then there's no protesting it. There's no who knows where it would lead. I mean, just think if we don't get an outcome and this drags out for weeks into November and we're still waiting, and then who knows what shenanigans or what's going to smell, and then a democracy falls apart in that situation. We have to be able to say we had an honest and fair vote and one vote by every citizen and it was counted. And the best way to do that is the way that we've been doing it for decades. And everyone knows that. And to mix it up right now and try and take advantage of the pandemic is just wrong.
Are you worried that Barb Zagafsky and the folks at the Secretary of State's office and Wayne Thorley and all these people, that they're going to have the time in these final 90 days to get this done and to get this done to where we're not going to be waiting 3 weeks to find out who won an election?
First of all, Barbara's very competent. She will do her best. I don't doubt her as a person. I don't know what this means in reality to put it all together and get it done. I don't know. And whichever way it goes, I'm just worried about the shenanigans of vote harvesters and other people who, you know, are going to try to mail a ballot in and show up so they can vote twice, and odds and ends, and it adds up to be just enough to throw the election and to invalidate it, really. And it's not fair to you. If you've got one vote, your one vote should count. When somebody else gets to vote twice or three times or 4 years out, they've completely stolen your citizenship.
A bundler ends up throwing your ballot in the trash.
Yep, absolutely.
Wow. If folks want to check you guys out at NPRI, if they want to see what you're writing about, what you're advocating for, where do they go? How do they do it?
It's very simple. We are at